I'm really excited to be having this interview. We get sponsors of the podcast, longtime supporters, Ascot Resources. They were out this morning with news that they have commenced ore processing at the Premier Gold Project up in British Columbia. I think the last time we had a discussion with Ascot, we had CEO Derek White on. He was talking to us about really kind of the, crossing the T's, checking the I's, and get everything to this point. Today we're going to talk to Vice President of Corporate Development, Mr. David Stewart. David, first off, congratulations.
Thank you, Trevor. Nice to be here.
Long time coming.
Yeah. I think everyone's pretty excited about what's happening right now. It's kind of the culmination of years worth of effort and work, both on the project side and on the corporate side. I mean, I think the last time maybe we had a podcast with Derek, we were talking about the financing, and there was a financing gap, and we were able to bridge that. We closed that in February, on February 20th, and that was, pressure was off the corporate side then, and then on the project side. And now we just put the first rock in the mill, as we expected, on March 31st, so by the end of March. And then, you have to put in a bit of waste rock first, because you want to pad the liners, the sag mill and the ball mill, with some waste rock to protect the liners, and then retorque. And then we put the first ore in the mill in the grinding circuit on April 5th, which was just last Friday, and things ran pretty smoothly. And so, we just announced that this morning. Expect first gold announcement, anytime within the next 1 or 2 weeks. As expected, we've been guiding towards first gold in April for a while now, and we're sticking to that, and we're pretty confident we can make that.
Yeah, what a time. I think when Derek and I spoke last month, I was saying, Derek, the way the gold prices move, this could be awfully fortuitous. You could be pouring your first gold at an all-time high.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, even on our management weekly call, we kind of sometimes we'll go through the wins at the start of the call, like a safety share, and then some of the wins just to get the, set a positive tone for the meeting. And I think the last couple weekly meetings, the win has been, gold's at 2,100 now, and it's looking pretty good. And then last week, 2,200, and then this week it was 2,300. And I don't know, it's honestly hard to keep up. But I mean, what better time could there be to pouring first gold at a record all-time high gold price? Things are coming together pretty well.
How much ore do you got stockpiled? I mean, you had kind of planned for this to get going, so you got stockpiled. You're advancing the mine anyways. That's just usually the way things go in operations. But how much do you have there sitting next to the mill?
Yeah, so we had the advantage of getting in at Big Missouri, the first deposit to be mined as early as 2022. When we started the development, and then getting to some of the ore headings in 2022 to do a not necessarily a bulk sample, but at least like a reconciliation exercise where we had channel sampling, muck sampling, drill hole sampling, an order of magnitude or two orders of magnitude more sample density than you normally get from surface drilling. And so we did that ore reconciliation exercise, and the grade turned out to be, I think it was plus 9% overall, which was pretty encouraging. So we've been in the ore for some time now, as early as, like I mentioned, 2022. So we have been able to stockpile some material. I think there's probably something like 30,000 tons ready to be milled. But it's also about, it's not just about the stockpile, it's about having enough ore headings so that we're live feeding the mill once we really turn on the mill and get that thing firing. So I think production rates are going to be pretty good. The mill's likely to be hungry eventually, because the mine's going to want to, the mine's probably going to be the bottleneck at the start, because we have the Big Missouri deposit, and then in Q3 we're aiming to have the Premier deposit, which is much closer to the mill, developed and stoping activity happening there. So that's the two deposits, and that probably gets us up to, let's call it, 1,500 to 1,800 tons per day, compared to the nameplate capacity of 2,500 tons per day. And we would aim to reach 2,500 when we get to the silver coin deposit. That's the third deposit, the third spoke on the hub, as you will. Producing in probably the second half of 2025. So it's kind of like an 18-month full ramp up to that full scale, kind of 150,000 ounces a year, 2,500 tons a day. But in the start, Big Missouri's producing, and then Premier by Q3, and then maybe Q3 of next year we'll get the silver coin deposit producing.
When you get to this stage and you flip those switches and get the mill running, and obviously you're pushing the waste rock there first and then through the ore, like a lot of things can happen, and sometimes it's not great, but you have to kind of go through those trial and errors to get to an optimized flow there. I mean, Has there been any hiccups in this early start now that you are pushing ore through?
I mean, there's always hiccups along a construction project. You know, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And it's a very complex process, at least in the commissioning phase. But I think early on, the win was that, you know, at least in the grinding circuit, the ball mill and the SAG mill, I think the commissioners that we had up there were actually really impressed. That's probably the smoothest they've ever seen it gone. You know, typically you don't start them up and draw that full load of power and everything goes swimmingly. But so far the grinding circuit, they kind of signed off on it, and that's been really good. There is a bit of a hiccup in that there's a, you know, the grid power, they're having a shutdown for 2 days or so over the next 2 days, and that's slowing us up a little bit. But that won't really delay much. And so we're still guiding towards that first gold pour in the next, again, call it week or two.
Okay, week or two, first gold pour. How about commercial production? There's one.
Yeah. Yeah, and commercial production. You know, everyone's got their own definition, and I need to double check with our CFO and our accounting team on that. But generally, commercial production is when you've reached 60% or more of nameplate capacity for a period of generally 30 days, sometimes it's longer, but that's the, you know, the run-of-the-mill formula is 60% nameplate capacity for 30 consecutive days. And so we would hope to be there, in Q3, hopefully July or August, we'll be declaring commercial production.
Okay, very good. Really exciting time. You're going from an explorer developer now into an actual miner and gold producer. That comes with another level of, reporting. With financials and all that, and, you know, talk about, you know, transitioning into that type of, I guess, executive management team here, where you are going to eventually have to start reporting guidance. You're going to have to start reporting a lot more intricate financials, and, you know, what's that conversation internally like with the team to make sure you're ready to go when that's needed?
Yeah, I mean, I think philosophically, We want to be the kind of producer that under promises and over delivers. Mm-hmm. We never want to set ourselves up to fail, and so at least for guidance, our the people that we listen to on our board and the people in industry that we listen to and respect generally tell us, don't declare guidance until you're comfortable, whatever that means, and that's a different definition for different people. But I wouldn't expect us to come out with guidance, certainly not before we declare commercial production. Maybe shortly after that. And then it might be guidance for the remainder of the year or guidance for the next year, once we're comfortable with those numbers. And the factors that are going to influence that are, can we get the mill running, which I think generally we're pretty comfortable that the mill's not going to be the bottleneck. Big Missouri is going to be firing on all cylinders. It'll be the timing and the production from Premier as the second deposit. That's going to get us comfort on giving numbers for the remainder of the year and okay. Into next year.
Okay, very good. How about exploration? You're still drilling this year.
Yeah, we're going to ramp it up this year. I believe the plan, over the last couple of years, we've done about 15,000 meters per year. So we've kind of been saving a lot of money for the construction and not drilling as much. This year, we're going to step it up a bit. I believe the plan is for something like 20,000 meters, up from 15, so a decent increase there. And I would expect further increases in subsequent years. So that'll get us not just the grade control drilling and the stope definition drilling that you would normally see in a producer, but we're going to have a decent amount on really exciting targets. So like the Sabakwe zone that we put out a few years ago and that we've been growing. The Dilworth zone is actually really interesting. So we put out some IP results last year, and I think you and some of your listeners are probably familiar with Scotty Gold and the the blueberry trend that they've been kind of delineating in the last couple seasons of drilling. And then there's also Black Wolf Copper and Gold, which has the hairy target, which put out some pretty interesting, 200-300 gram intercepts last year. And Dilworth is actually on trend with that same geology and that same ridge. Yeah. And it just so happens that if you extrapolate that trend down onto our property, cross the boundary, we had an IP anomaly last year, which just lit up, vast undrilled area, and it's highly, it really lights up on the chargeability for the IP. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited at drilling that this year. I think the last drill hole that went in there was like one that was put in 2008, a long time ago, and it hit gold. So we know it's there. We just have to, drill for the structure and then drill for the grade, but we'll be able to do that this year. And I think, kind of like how Sabakwe was a few years ago, where we saw it on the IP anomaly, we drilled it, hit an ounce per ton over 7 meters on the first hole.
Yeah.
Like really successful IP geophysics to target delineation methodology. I think if we can do that this year with Dilworth, that would be equally exciting.
Man, it's an incredible district. I mean, now it has two operating mines on, if I can say so myself. Obviously, Premier and you know, Bruce Jack. I mean, and the exploration potential there is just absolutely incredibly fascinating. And you mentioned Scotty, they're now financed and ready to go after doing a deal with Franco Nevada. So it sounds like they're going to be able to do some meaningful work up there at Blueberry and the rest of the Scotty project. So, I mean, you kind of like take a step back and watch this area of the world as far as a gold mining district, David. I mean, with two operating gold mines here, there's a little bit of competitive nature happening here. You know, how do you kind of manage that? And, you know, as one of those competitors.
Yeah, and thankfully, I mean, our competitor there is Newmont. So right. You know, at Little Ascot, the new junior producer on the block against the largest gold miner in the world. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So they're big enough not to really be fussed about companies like Ascot or assets like, I mean, hey, we get to full scale production, 150,000 ounces a year. That's a respectable amount for a junior. But for a 5-6 million ounce a year producer, that just doesn't really move the needle. But that therein lies the opportunity for us, because we can be focused on things that they wouldn't even look at. So there's plenty of little high-grade gold targets in the Golden Triangle, especially in the southern end. I know even within a radius of 50 kilometers of our mill, there's at least half a dozen really interesting gold deposits, which have either already been discovered or are still in the process of being discovered and being delineated. And I mean, our strategy this whole time has been the hub and spoke model. Mm-hmm. Build the hub, put in the spokes, and consolidation around that region is something that certainly we'd be interested in continuing to do. Just because, well, we have the infrastructure, we have the mill, we might as well increase the longevity and maximize the value of the asset by processing what we think are probably gold deposits that are attractive, but will likely never become critical mass to build their own infrastructure. But plugging it into ours would be, kind of like plug and play. It'd be pretty easy.
I mean, that is the competitive advantage with Ascot right now. Premier is much, much smaller player. I mean, not much. I mean, it's an important player, obviously. But, as far as being versatile and agile as a smaller company, you can take a little bit of a more lenient position when the time comes to do something like that. I don't want to get the jump to conclusions mat out by any means, but this is an important day, right? Yeah. Like for the company, it's going to be an important year, and obviously it's just been a lot of fun, and I feel very grateful to be able to tell this story through all the twists and turns and ups and downs for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
I think the impact of today is it's noted. Like, it's really important. It's taken a long time to get here.
Yeah, it's an important milestone. I think people are looking more towards the first gold milestone and commercial production and getting a couple quarters of free cash flow under our belt. But certainly with this gold price and this market activity, I think people are getting pretty excited.
Yeah.
And it's not just our win. Like, it's everyone's. It's the Nisga Nation, the local communities of Stewart and Hyder, and the province. This is BC's first gold mine. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's BC's first gold mine since Bruce Jack.
Yeah.
And that was, 2018 they poured first gold? So... yeah, I mean, it's a big win for the province, big win for the region.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks, David. Good to see you. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Trevor.
That's your update from Ascot Resources, everybody. They've got ore going through the mill. They do trade on the TSX with AOT and on the OTCQX with AOTVF.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.